like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
Yeah, the heck you are.
Yes, I am.
Oh, let me see. What's the name of the film we're doing today? Let me take a big guess. A Ghost Story.
Yep, and it is a ghost story. And our good friend Casey Affleck walks around the majority of the movie after he gets off the table at the morgue in a sheet with eye holes cut in. And I thought, how appropriate, but come dressed for the part. John, you and I have taught a number of film courses over the years. And one of the things that we talk about in our classes, the use of editing. And there's this term called content curve, where the editor, if he would cut away too early, it's confusing. Way too late, though, and oh my God, it is, it puts somebody to sleep.
Now, wait a minute. Are you suggesting there may have been long shots of the ghost standing there?
The ghost standing there, Rooney Mara, binge eating in her grief an entire pie.
Wasn't that a great sequence, though?
Oh, my goodness.
ate the whole pie.
And there's other scenes throughout, like the ghost standing there, and there's one really cool sequence. After, you could see that she's moving on with her life, because you see all these kind of cuts of her walking out of the bedroom, you know, getting her keys, walking out the door. And then it just kind of morphs one shot after another of that, almost indicative of a passage of time.
Let's not mislead the audience by saying that this is a worthless film because all you have is a ghost standing around.
Yeah.
There is substance here, the very human feeling of loss.
Yes.
Once we've had death.
Yep.
And how many times haven't you thought about, wouldn't it be great to be able to see the ones I love after I die? Well, this filmmaker, David Lowery, who did Pete's Dragon, which gave him the right to make this very low-budget film.
Very low.
You have to wade through quite a few passages where if you are not sensitive to allegorical filmmaking, you are going to leave that film.
But the first half hour of it, you know, you better come with some no-dose because, you know, you may be bored out of your mind. But this is not a horror movie.
Well, if you see some of the relationship with Twilight Zone, there and Terrence Malick's Tree of Life, get an idea of both elements, that there is something going on here, and it has to do with the human condition. You know, nobody believes this is a real ghost, but it's depicted as that.
Yes.
Nobody even knows if it's Casey Affleck under that.
Yes.
I don't even know if it's Wayne Miller under this one.
It picks up for me is when you see other families or other groups move in. But then the house winds up being destroyed, and in its place is some high-rise. So you see him wandering the halls of this high-rise office building.
I know. My written review, I said almost the same thing. I said, this is going to provoke discussion.
Yes.
Even if you don't like it.
Yes.
It's still you're going to say, now what was that all about, da-da-da?
And his little ghost buddy across the way, they kind of wave. The ghost has fulfilled either their purpose or the use of notes. For communication is rather important in this movie.
Well, also I think the film shows the difficulty, much like a dream where you have somebody you want to embrace and you can't, they keep eluding your embrace. In most cases in the film, he has little, if anything, to do with the people he's watching, even his former love. You and I have been on ghost tours where you have communed with ghosts, and we know how difficult it is.
We have. We've gone on ghost walks.
Wayne Miller, this is just what I feared. After you die, you're just not going to go away.
No, I won't. I'm like a stray cat. You keep feeding me. I'll come back. Now, I want to look at my notes to make sure I covered everything.
Wayne Miller.
Before I give it a grade.
The film is a ghost story.
Yes.
What grade would you award it, even from the afterlife?
I had to think long and hard. I'm giving a B-.
Okay.
Because there's a lot to think about in this movie.
And I'm going to award it a B+ out of my affection for Rod Serling and Terrence Malick.
Okay. Well, I've got to go drift away if I can find my way out of here.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.